Welcome to Let's Journey Together, A Moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. Why is work so hard? At some time or another, we all survey life and ask, why is my work so laborious? Will life ever get easier? Could it be we work hard to reach an impossible goal? Well, as a wife, mama, coach, speaker, podcaster, audiobook narrator, and writer living in Texas, oh, my friends, I have so many irons in the fire that I could easily brand an entire herd of cattle. Truly, I could. Yet, in the process of figuring out which iron to brand which cow, my focus becomes diluted. I pay more attention to the actions of branding, not the reason I'm branding in the first place. Instead, well, it might be better for me to ask, what attitude am I taking to work with me? And do I labor to please others or to please God? My goal to please man is a perpetual spiral of pros and cons. I'm drawn into an impossible position of, how's that working for me? Truth is, if my goal is to please anyone other than God, my life purpose is reduced to a list of perpetual checkoff boxes, a never-ending list. Praise Yahweh, checking off boxes need not be my goal at all. According to Paul's writing in Colossians, I should consider the desire of my heart instead. We read in chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. In order to work heartily, my goal must be consistent with my purpose. Do I do what I do for myself, for men, or for Yahweh God? To maintain a daily focus on Yahweh, every morning I say, Father, today is your day. Use me as you will to your glory. Now, I admit, some days the words are released rather slowly as I wake up. Yet, once spoken, my purpose is claimed, and I sincerely set out with God's will as my desire for the day. What about you? Do you seek to work heartily as for the Lord? If you struggle in this area, please know you are not alone. Let's journey together. Precious Lord, may the desires of my heart lead me to bring you glory. Remove any brain fog that I may see with clarity your will for my life. Guide my hands. Give me strength. Shield me from the enemy of my mind. Allow me the honor to be your hands, feet, and mouthpiece in a world in need of your truth. Guard my heart. Let me not be tempted to dismiss your call, but to stand and walk with boldness into my future. Praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.